listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly and Dave Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. We're talking today with Kathy Scott. She's a Calvary missionary to Albania, and she's joining us to talk about loving people and sharing the hope of Jesus in Albania. Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
I'm great, Jim. Thank you.
Well, how is COVID? I guess we have to start with talking about how COVID is in the country and how that's affecting your ministry.
COVID really shut down our country. A year ago, we had to get permission from the police to be outside for 1 hour. And when curfew was enforced, military police were going up and down the streets with their big machine guns, ensuring people going inside. We have started getting some vaccines. I was able to get the first dose from the supply that was sent to the British Embassy. They had some leftovers. Our numbers of deaths are under 10 each day, so things are calming down here, but the destruction will take many years to recover from.
Well, Kathy, you're there, as we said earlier, loving people and sharing the hope of Jesus. I want you to tell our listeners about Kathy Scott and what you believe you were made for.
I am a physical therapist. I grew up in a setting where I was always surrounded by people in wheelchairs. My stepfather had polio, so I naturally grew up in that rehabilitation type of environment. Some of the struggles and challenges of growing up and life really have prepared me to serve here in Eastern Europe, in the Balkans. I am a single woman. I'm an older single woman. I moved to the mission field when I turned 50. All of that was God's preparation for this place right here, right now. And I can look back and I can see that, and it's very comforting to know that, that He definitely had a specific place and a specific plan for me for here right now.
And I'd love for you to tell us about how you knew God's call to be a missionary in Albania.
Well, I actually didn't start out in Albania. I attended a short-term missionary outreach to Pristina, Kosovo in 2006. And after returning from that trip, I was very kind of troubled in my spirit. And I was connected with a former missionary, and she greatly encouraged me to take a second trip back to Kosovo on my own, without a Calvary team. And I did, and God just really showed me opportunities to teach in the university with physical therapy students, to treat patients the way that you actually touch the patients and you care for them and you do diagnosis and you think about what their problems are and what the change needs to be, how you can help. And after that trip, other people saw God's call on my life as a missionary before I did. But once God really got a hold of my heart and showed me, he did crazy, amazing things to just prepare the way, take care of selling a home, selling cars, just everything so that I could move over. I started out in Pristina, Kosovo in 2008, serving under two different church plants, but they really didn't see me as a physical therapist. They saw me as helping with the church plant to grow the church. In October of 2012, God dramatically moved me to Tirana, Albania, to serve underneath a Christian healthcare organization called ABC Health Center. And that has opened up huge doors to the university and other ministries, because it's a Christian healthcare ministry. And their vision and mission was exactly in line with what God had given me.
Kathy, you describe what your work is in Albania, doing physical therapy, but your description, and maybe I hope I'm not misunderstanding, would be kind of an American's perception as to what physical therapy is. But it sounds like people in Albania are not used to the level and the kind of care that you provide.
That's correct. In the university system, the medical education system in this part of the world, rehabilitation, PT, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech, psychology, just caring for people with broken bodies is not taught in the medical system in this part of the world. Physical therapists, doctors, nurses all graduate from the university with a diploma, and often they have never or actually touched or treated a patient on their own. So yes, the concept of physical therapy in this culture is getting a massage or having somebody put some kind of a machine on you. But there's no evaluation, there's no assessment or treatment or exercise, no education for the patient. The medical system here believes that patients don't need to know what's wrong with them. So yes, the education and the healthcare system in this part of the world is probably, well, physical therapy is probably circa 1950 in America.
Kathy, I hear you talking about the way you treat people medically, and I can already see, and I know the answer's coming, how people are blessed by that. So tell us about how this all dovetails into you not only helping people physically, but also talking to them about our Savior.
You know, when I have the opportunity to come alongside a mother with a special needs child, or a father who has back pain and is no longer able to care for his family, the hopelessness is thick. It's overwhelming. You can't get away from the hopelessness in this culture. Because instead of somebody taking the time to care, the response is, nothing can be done. Leave me alone. Go away. I'm done with you. And that's a typical medical response. What I do is I come alongside. I teach them exercises. I help them manage their symptoms. I help them care for their child in just very simple ways, positioning, just whatever is needed. And often the father is able to return to work, caring for his family, and And that benefits all of Albania because he isn't a burden on the system because he's doing his part. When the mother of a little child says to me, I was afraid to hold him for 3.5 years. And you taught me how to put him in a position where he relaxes, where I can hold my son now. And I know that I'm not hurting him. That's sharing the love of God. Oftentimes people will ask me, why are you here? And when that happens, I have the opportunity. But most of my work is just through my hands, through my heart, caring for the people in very simple but powerful ways.
Kathy, are you still doing some teaching?
Yes, we still have a connection with the university. That has probably been the greatest ministry challenge with COVID because the university is still closed, and so there is no in-person classes, no in-person hands-on teaching. And when the university is closed, the students don't live in Tirana. They go back to their home villages or their hometowns. So that has been the greatest challenge. There is a brand new intern that started the first part of April at ABC. So that's the third full-time intern that has been there. She's a new believer, but she's very strong in her faith. And we cannot give her information fast enough. She wants it all. She wants it right now. So she's very, very eager to learn. I teach everybody that I work with. I teach each of my patients. I teach the families how to be my hands when they go home. So I teach not just students. I teach everyone that I can.
It sounds like you've developed really a tremendous love for the Albanian people.
Absolutely. I cannot explain the love that God has given me for this people. Just a special place in my heart for them. I care about them. I see their brokenness. I see their hopelessness. But at the same time, sometimes I'm greatly encouraged when I see the determination of this people. When you see a woman that is probably in her 80s, maybe even her 90s, carrying a heavy burden of sticks or reeds of some kind, she's hunched over, walking down the highway to her village because the work needs to be done. And that's a very special, character with this people. They find a way to be creative to get it done. And I just love that about them. And they're very, very open to what I teach and to what I show them.
Well, it sounds like all the things you're teaching them from a physical therapy and a physical health standpoint is amazing. You're listening to ABQ Connect. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Most people have never memorized their vehicle's repair manual, let alone even read the small owner's manual in their glove box. Not to worry. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians and staff will guide you through all the ins and outs of vehicle repair and maintenance. Whether it is a car, truck, or SUV, we're here to help you maintain your investment. We are located at 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho. Rancho, across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And don't forget, we have free towing to our facility with repairs. Just call for details. With all that being said, there is an owner's manual that you do need to read and memorize. Yes, it's God's written word. In it, you find God's design and purpose for your life and how He made a way of salvation so that you and I may have eternal life with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. Remember what David said, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." This is John Chitwood.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we are all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
How do you lead up effectively? Honor matters. Showing honor matters. If you don't feel a sense of honor for the person who is above you, they're going to sense it through you. If you're looking around going, I could do better than that, you know, I should be in that role. What you need to understand is that if you were supposed to be in that role, you would be in that role. You're not in that role because you're not yet supposed to be in that role. If you want one day to be over others, you need to learn to be under others and show honor. Show honor where you are. Now, you may say, well, you know, but my leader is not amazing. You're mixing respect and honor. When you remember that respect is earned, honor is given. Honor those in authority over us. We believe that they are there because they're supposed to be there, and we're going to serve them and help their mission be better.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
Here is Pastor John Randall.
God confirms His will through His word, through circumstances, and even at times through other people. But here's the great news this morning if you desire to know God's will. God desires to reveal His will to you more than you want to know it.
We'll be in the book of Acts all this week on A Daily Walk with John Randall.
Weekdays at 5:30 a.m. on KNKT. Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We're talking today with Kathy Scott. She's joining us to talk about loving people and sharing the hope of Jesus in Albania. I want to hone in, Kathy, on the fact that the countries in the region where you are, in Albania, have been largely communist countries for many, many years. Is there a spiritual need that people are now open to hearing about the gospel and truly may never have even understood anything about Christianity or Jesus before now?
You know, Albania, they are one of those countries that really took a beating in World War I and World War II. You know, the Turks invaded them, the Italians took them over, the Germans took them over. You know, everybody just has had their attacks on this part of the world, really known as former Yugoslavia. That's really broken apart. But in 1954 to 1980, the leader of this country was, he worshipped Stalin. So he was a horrible form of communism. And he literally shut this nation down and really made this nation dependent upon the government. Religion, he declared this nation from 1954 to 1980 to be the only atheistic nation in the world. Religion of any form, Catholicism, Greek Orthodox, Islam, it was all banished and banned, and many of the priests and the pastors were either killed and or imprisoned. It hasn't even been one generation since the door to the gospel has been opened up. A lot of people adhere to what their family believed prior to Enver Hoxha and the country being shut down, but they're not actively practicing. There tends to be a little bit more aggressive um, maybe I don't know the right word, but Islam has really become much more prominent in this culture. When people think of Christianity, they think of Greek Orthodox or Catholicism. They really don't understand the evangelical, biblical New Testament Christ. They don't understand that at all. Some are greatly open because for the first time in their life, there is a hope, a promise. There's some security in knowing Christ. But for the most part, it isn't that they're not open. It's just that maybe there's not enough workers.
Well, they always say that the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. And that leads me to ask you, Kathy, how can our listeners here in Albuquerque and Bernalillo County come alongside you and help you in your ministry?
There are several things. Financially, I am fully supported. It has been 13 years since I did initial fundraising, and God in His faithfulness has brought a group of about 6 or 8 supporters that every month they have supported me for 13 years. I have a small group of faithful prayer warriors, but at this point I really am looking for maybe a little more consistent monthly support. There has been some dwindling of the funds, but it's difficult for me to budget about what I can spend for ministry or what I can spend on my housing or getting, the internet when I'm really not certain about what my next month's income is going to be. And, you know, even in the U.S., everybody has kind of a pretty good idea of what their monthly paychecks are going to be. And that isn't something that, as a missionary, sometimes we don't have that luxury. And so I'm really in a season where there is some transition. I am looking also for a group of maybe 25 prayer warriors. And I'm looking for a group of prayer warriors that will commit to me for every single day, praying about the work here. God is possibly opening doors to another amazing adventure, another big idea. There may be some transitioning going on, and I need those faithful prayer warriors that I know that I could just send a quick email and say to them, this is happening today, pray. Because sometimes that's how it goes. And that's one of the things that I really am looking for support. I need some very faithful prayer warriors right now.
Well, Kathy, as our listeners are hearing you speak, how do they reach out to you? Is that through the Calvary website, calvarynm.church?
Yes. They would go to the missions link and then click on Global Missions. And you will see there's a list of missionaries, and I don't know, I'm partly maybe the third or fourth in the list, and there's a bio information there, and so they always can get a hold of me through that. I don't live in a culture where it has to be a secret about who I am, so I have that ability for openness.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, and maybe you can just answer the question anyway, is it dangerous to be a missionary in Albania?
No, not at all. There has never been a time when I did not feel safe here, even when I was in Kosovo or here. And sometimes I have to walk home from a... It's dark, and I do not feel safe. I don't feel threatened at all. I actually feel more unsafe when I travel back to the U.S.
Mm. Well, and of course... Those of us in Albuquerque, that's one of the big things about our community. I've been here almost all of my life. I'm 63 years old, and I can remember the days when I was 7 years old, and I could ride my bike 5 miles to a bike store and ride home safely and wasn't going to be accosted by anybody. And today, I don't know a parent that would let a 7-year-old ride their bikes anywhere in Albuquerque off their own, you know, block or street near their home. It's just become something that none of us ever anticipated. So I'm glad to hear that you're safe there. Again, I want to make sure our listeners know that they could go to calvarynm.church. They could go to the missions tab, then click on global missions, and Kathy Scott, missionary in Albania. She is a physical therapist. She's described some of her work with the people and how that's revolutionizing really healthcare in that area. And then in the midst of that, she's able to share the love of Christ with the people, and she's really developed an amazing love for everybody there. What are some of the opportunities? You mentioned some things that might be coming along. Can we begin to pray for you for maybe some other opportunities that may be coming your way to expand the ministry?
Yes. God is showing me ideas to open up a pediatric care center. It probably won't be called that, but it is, it would be located in another part of Albania, about 2 hours from Tirana. But it is a part of Albania that is a regional hub to the southern part of Albania. It's a large city, but it's not the capital. This regional pediatric care center would include physical therapy, speech therapy, psychology, basic health care for people with special health care needs, equipment resources. Only the wealthy have a wheelchair or crutches. And this would be for children ages 0 to 6 years old. And most importantly, support for the families and the caregivers. In this culture, if you have a disability of any kind, you are a shame to the community, and the family typically hides the child or the person away. And because it's a great shame, because these people, anyone with a disability is deemed to have no value and no worth to anyone. These services are not provided for children ages 0, newborn to 6 years old. Nothing is available for them.
That's hard.
So God has given me this big idea, and I'm exploring the opportunities, and he keeps giving me some connections, and at this time the door is still open and my feet are moving.
Well, that,
as he leads me.
That sounds very exciting. Kathy, I will share with you, we have some other ministries obviously on our show frequently. One of those is Johnny and Friends, and they most recently raised they put together, I believe they told me, 130 wheelchairs just from residents in Albuquerque, and they were gathering those wheelchairs to be refurbished and actually sent to Peru. So it sounds like we need to let them know about kind of your vision and what you're doing, and see if they might be able to help you gather some wheelchairs for your community, because again, it's heartbreaking to hear about people with disabilities just not being treated the same as everybody else, and their gifts and their calling developed. And that's something that it sounds like you're really having an influence on the culture. And that the only way this whole thing can change is if people like you are diligent in serving God in those communities.
God can do it. I hope that, and you know, and the thing about this pediatric care center, it will be a teaching center for doctors and other healthcare providers. It's not just going to be services, it's going to be teaching others how to do the same thing, because that's critical.
Yeah, absolutely. Kathy, if you were to say 5 years from now, where would you like to see things in 5 years as compared to today?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know if I could answer 5 years from now.
Give me your ideal world. I mean, right now, one of those is probably that you'd like to see this pediatric center be operating. And you'd like to see children being helped as they face disabilities. And but I know that the hearts of the people really have to change. So healthcare alone isn't going to be the answer.
Healthcare, the change in healthcare, I believe it could be. Yes, people absolutely need the Lord. That is the answer. But the healthcare education that I feel like can be greatly impacted would change and revolutionize the system, where students would actually be taught by professors that are specialists in the profession that they're teaching. That is not the case now. Anybody with a PhD can teach in physical therapy, but they're not physical therapy specialists. And in 5 years, I would like to see just a dramatic change in the education system for physical therapy, possibly for doctors and nurses as well, but to see that there is a benefit to caring for the people that they have deemed to be of no value. And I believe that when you start seeing that there is a value to the least of these, I think that people will start to understand that they have a value in God's eyes as well.
Well, that's a great way to end our time together today. And Kathy, we thank you so much for joining us. We will continue to pray. I want to remind our listeners that they can reach out to you through calvarynm.church. And again, you don't have to be part of Calvary Church to support Kathy. If you have a heart for Albania and some of the things that Kathy has talked about today, we pray that you'll go to calvarynm.church, click on the missions tab, go to global missions, and you'll see Kathy on the list of missionaries in the field. And you may be able to set yourself up. Right now, Kathy is in need of some monthly support, all kinds of opportunities she's described today about how to expand the ministry. And she also just has a heart to ask you to come alongside of her and be part of her prayer team, which is just an essential thing. Kathy, anything else you have that you want to share with our listeners today?
You know, yeah, just one final thing. And this is a quote from Mother Teresa, who was born in this country, and that you don't have to do great things, but small things done with great love. That's what's effective. And, you know, it doesn't matter what it is that we're doing in our lives, in our ministry, in the work that God has given us to do. But to do those small things with great love. I think that's a model of what Jesus did.
Amen. Kathy, I'm going to promise you this. I'm going to reach out to you in about 5-6 weeks, get you scheduled to come back on, and we'll make this a regular occurrence where we get updates for you, from you, and let our listeners know what's going on in Albania. So thanks for joining us today.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon. God bless your day. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless you.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.